During the day, I don't believe in ghost stories. At night, I'm a little more open-minded.
Welcome to Ghost Spaghetti, the podcast where two people talk about all things ghosts and occasionally something spaghetti while being experts at neither. My name's Jason.
My name's Red.
Today, I want to talk about ghost stories.
Well, what you want is my command. So what is it you want to talk about ghost stories?
I think our favorites.
Ooh, I'm listening.
I'll go first. I'm going to tell you about one called the Graveyard Song that I learned when I was in first grade.
Ooh, that's an early age to learn some ghost stories. So let's hear it.
It is. It's probably the most terrifying ghost story you ever heard in your life.
Okay.
Here it goes.
Okay.
It's been a while. Once in a graveyard, three ghosts sat. Ooh, chilling on the gravestone, waiting for the dead. Ooh, one ghost.
What's the matter with you?
That's the Graveyard Song, ladies and gentlemen. I learned that when I was five, so you can imagine.
That's so wholesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So is that the anecdote that made you like ghost stories?
It might be. I think I like ghost stories because, like that song, it kind of gives you a thrill, and there's something to being. Like scary movies in the same way where you're safe, but you're getting scared. But at the same time, you always come back to safety. I think that's kind of that relative fear and then rescue is what I like ghost stories.
Wow. Well, I like ghost stories because it feels like sometimes what else is there? I mean, every time I have a little time with another human being, present company included, I just want to talk about ghosts. I want to think about the supernatural. And one of my most fun and intimate moments is just hearing ghost stories. I think one of my earliest memories as a kid is thinking about one of the kids on the block who was like the ghost story teller. And that person told us, and I know I'm butchering it, but there was one story where, and I'm sure I'll get corrected in the emails, but there's a little boy named Johnny, and he takes a liver from a corpse, and the whole ending is, Johnny, I want my liver back. I'm on your street. And little by little, the corpse gets closer and closer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a classic. So I remember that one, and I guess I remember the intrigue, the excitement from the story. And then after hearing that story, I wanted to be the ghost storyteller. So I kind of went through a phase where I practically memorized that scary stories to tell in the dark book, just so I could be the neighborhood ghoul or the kid who tells all the random ghost stories. So was that you?
Yeah, totally. I was totally the ghost story kid.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember the other guys would always come up to me and tell me something, or they'd ask me, like, what's new? What do you got? And I'd have to, like, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a hook for the kids who don't got a lot else going on. Like, I'm the ghost story kid. Yeah. That's me. And now here we are, the ghost story adults.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I think another thing I like about ghost stories is the way it expresses our humanity. It's either an expression of a yearning beyond the earthly plane that we know now, or it's a manifestation of our creativity. Because you think about all those stories, like all those amazing stories, and some of them are just made up, like 100%. Like right now, I'm thinking of one story that my cousin told me, and it was one about a little boy who lived across the street from my grandmother's house, and they died, and then they spent an eternity living basically underneath my grandmother's bathroom floor. And for decades after that, I just became afraid of this one tile in my grandmother's bathroom floor. That's just the power of storytelling, my buddy. Let's see. According to her, like, yeah, the person passed away and then they were imprisoned underneath the floor. Yeah, so no other story touched my life like that one about that mysterious kid living under the floor.
That's a hell of a story.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that if I told you a goofy story about something living under my kitchen, you wouldn't go in there and drink all my beer?
Well, I'm a little older and a little wiser, but you do your best. I'm all ears. I'll take my chances.
Well, now it's time for Ghost Guidance. It's a spot for us to rate and share anything ghost or spaghetti related that we are compelled to mention. Red, what have you got?
Well, we've been talking about all these ghost stories, so of course I got to tell everybody about the best book of ghost stories ever, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark by Alvin Schwartz. If you've never read this series, what are you even doing? Drop everything, including your phone, and get a copy right now. The illustrations are amazing. The stories are amazing. I'm not using that word lightly, or maybe I am, but at least when I read it, they totally hit or slapped, as the kids would say. They were awesome. And if you can't find a copy, you know, the movie actually wasn't bad. I'll say that much. And if you've never seen the book, you're welcome because it's going to be awesome. And if you have seen it, you're also welcome because this is a reminder to go ahead and hunt down one of those copies with the original illustrations on eBay or wherever you can find one. What about you?
For me, I'm going to go, there's this ghost story I just read this week by the master Algernon Blackwood.
Oh?
Called The Empty House. And it's a ghost story about a haunted house, but it's not explicit and not gory. It's weird. It's very strange. And it's about this old lady, a spinster, and she recruits her nephew to go explore a haunted house. And as they're going through it, you can see that they're really like wrestling with like the psychological terrors that they're dealing with. And that's kind of what makes it such like a really unique ghost story, and I really strongly recommend it. And of course, it's beautifully rented because it's Algernon Blackwood. So definitely try that out, The Empty House.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
And that's this week's episode of Ghost Spaghetti, and we hope this episode left you dying for more. If you know of an LA base or any kind of ghostly tale,
or if you want to tell us about your neighborhood ghoul and the impact they had on your life,
please email us at ghostspaghettipodcast@gmail.com.
To spook us on Instagram, we are at ghostspaghettipodcast, or find us and our ghost notes at ghostspaghetti.com. Catch you later, meatballs.